Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're talking this morning with Chelsea Solomon from the Lakeland Event Center. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
And you've got your annual Veterans Brunch coming up on Saturday, June 29th. Tell everybody about it.
Yes, it is definitely one of my top. I just really enjoy this event and celebrating all of the ones that come in and what they've done and sacrificed for this country. And so it is going to be on June 29th this year. 50s Cafe is going to be doing the food again, so we'll have a really great brunch of bacon and eggs and sausage and biscuits and gravy and all of the good stuff. And we'll have a few things from Cracker Barrel as well in Calvert. So come hungry and leave with your stomachs full. Veterans will get to eat free as usual because we are celebrating them. And it is $15 for an adult plate and $5 for a kid plate for anybody else that comes to support this. The beneficiaries are going to be A Soldier's Heart, Bluegrass and Muddy Waters, and then the Hugs Project of Western Kentucky, which both of those are local to the area nonprofits. And they are fantastic in their own regards as far as Bluegrass is for PTSD, and they do different retreats and things. And actually, Jeremy had told me that he wasn't going to be able to make it this time around because he will be on a retreat with some veterans that he's got coming. So we will miss him this time around, but he's been around every other one, and so I hope that they have a good time. I know it's going to be getting warmer and warmer as we go each day since it's getting summery, so I hope that they have a really nice time on their retreat. And then the Hugs Project sends packages to veterans that are, I mean, not veterans, but active military, and they send them overseas. So it's both kind of two different ways, but we're supporting our soldiers regardless. So
yeah, locally. Mm-hmm. And the Veterans Brunch, it's you've got sponsors on that, CFSB.
Yes. We are always very glad and happy about everybody from the community supporting our different events. And so CFSB, CADA, First Kentucky, and State Farm are our current sponsors for this event. They are wonderful, and they provide for this event to go on. And it's just amazing to have people that come alongside you to work with you and support and be excited about the things that you're excited about. So
yeah, and no reservations necessary.
We don't do any tickets or anything. You just come into the door and you let us know how many plates you'd like to take. If you need a to-go or whatever, we can make that happen too. We have some to-go boxes and stuff. So again, it's $15 for an adult plate and $5 for kids. And that's not, you can eat until you're full. I mean, mm-hmm. Goodness gracious, we always have a lot of food. So, and then last year we actually took the mic around to all of the people and let them tell us what branch they were from, how many years they served and stuff. So that was really cool to see. And then if you sit around long enough, then you hear some stories and things as they tell you. So it's really cool to, I know that some of them don't like to talk about it and things, but it's really neat to see where they've come from and how they've progressed and how they've carried on with life after being in serving. So it's really cool to have them here and have them with us and have them home, and then support the ones that families have had military. And, you know, I've had people in the military in my family, so it's always very important to me to kick off the 4th of July with this, because I think it's important to remember why we are free and why we have the freedoms and why we can celebrate what we have.
Yeah, and speaking of the 4th of July and Ameribration,
yeah,
one of the veterans is going to be the Grand Marshal of the parade. Tell us about
that.
Chelsea and I are both part of CADA. So.
Yes. His name is Sprout, which everybody knows about Sprout, but his actual name is Thomas Davis. And Yes, and he is turning 100 years old on July 2nd. So we are kind of giving him a kickoff because everybody, I mean, goodness gracious, we had so many people telling us that Sprout should be Grand Marshal. So we made it happen, and I know that there are a lot of wonderful people that are either Sprout's age or above. I mean, goodness gracious, apparently there's several on his street, but he's just a great guy, and I always have to call him to come to the brunch and stuff to remind him, but he's always there at Snap. I work at Snap, too. Snap at 9:49 on the dot, and he'll work out, and he outworks me, I tell you, that's for sure. He's got his own garden, which I think he does a little less in it now, but got his own garden and all that stuff, so he's still rolling. But yeah, he's going to be our Grand Marshal. I'm excited about it. I think he is, too. Whenever I asked him, he said, "What parade?" What parade? I was like, oh no,
one
do
that
you
we've
not
been having for 42
exactly,
years
for half of your life. So it was just funny because he was like, well, yeah, if I'm able, yeah. So I'm sure he'll be all excited to wave at everybody and see how much feedback he gets from being a Grand Marshal that day. So it'll be really fun to see him.
Yeah, and not only Sprout, but all the veterans are invited to come out to the parade. And
absolutely.
You know, we'll have all that stuff in the Veterans Brunch on Saturday, June 29th. What else have you got going on at Lakeland Event Center? I know everything that you guys do, it benefits a charity, so you guys do great work in that regard.
Goodness, I don't even, I try to make it day by day now. Oh, me, but we've got a lot of stuff coming up. There is, let's see here, obviously the Christmas Bazaar, which right now we're getting about midway into June, and we've got 94, I think I looked yesterday, 94 vendors already. So that is actually, it's only been open to prior vendors, so it's all prior vendors. And then once July 1st hits, that password will release, and then everybody can sign up for the rest of those spaces. So what, that gives us like 36 left, I think. So if you want a space in the Christmas Bazaar, it's almost already done, but it'll be at the Lakeland Event Center, the Calvert City Civic Center, the Altona Baptist Church, and First Baptist Church this year, and that'll be going on. And then we'll have a couple weeks before then, we'll have the Santa's Workshop, the DIY, so you'll be able to do all the DIY stuff. And then we'll have just, I've got a lot of open spaces in general for if people want to rent. I've got several still left in July. I've got some openings still in August. September is getting a little crazy now. And then October we'll have our, you know, the Boo Fest, which we always do for people if they want to come and set up their trunks or whatever. Last year we moved it in and we had like tables. They set up tables. So if they want to come, they can come and do that and give out candy and things. So we've got a few things booked already for December too. But in general, you can call and let us know. We have a lot of availabilities. It's 270-906-0166. And we have, you know, the conference room. We have the West room. We have the banquet room. So there's a few different rooms there for different sized events. So,
yeah. All right. And like I said, the Veterans Lunch is Saturday, June 29th. And then that's all part of the Big Cata celebration. Mm-hmm. And on Monday night, it's the Miss Ameribration pageant, Miss and Mr. Ameribration pageant coming up.
Yeah.
And all that registration's online, and you can go to Cata's Facebook page and find out everything about that. And
Make sure you pre-register those kiddos.
Yeah, that's
you will
the
not
only
be able to come
you
in. Yeah, you will
pre-register.
Not be able to come in that day.
You'll be able to just pay $5 at the door and watch with your child.
Yes. Yeah. But it's fun to see all them. Some of them are nervous, some of them are excited. So it's cool to see the difference in the ages of the kids, and then obviously you have the ones that get older and the teens and stuff that already like to do it and stuff. But the littles are pretty funny. They're pretty cute. So
yeah. And this year they've decided that once the littles are on stage, they're gonna crown them immediately.
Yes.
So they don't have to stick around till the end and
they get to go home and go to bed.
So they can go on home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chelsea, anything else?
I think that's all I've got. The brunch will be at Lakeland like it usually is, so 4900 U.S. Highway 62. And then if anybody has any questions or anything, you can message us on Facebook. You can call the 270-906-0166. Or if you see me out in public and you want to ask, just walk up and ask me. So I'll be able to answer any questions that I can. But we would love to have everybody come out and support these two local really great organizations and obviously our veterans as well. So.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call. Elena Blevins is going to join us by phone.